There was once a Buddhist monk walking with his student by a very high alpine lake, beautifully glistening in the sun, and the student, as usual, was asking questions of the master. What is the essence of this lake? What could this lake possibly be? And as the student droned on and said, I want to find out what is the purpose of this lake, the master picked up his hands and pushed him in and said silently, there are more ways of learning than using your brain and using your mouth. We learn by our heart. We learn by our mind. We learn by our experience. But life always remains mysterious to us. Today we have in the gospel a Canaanite woman, a woman who did not know the Israelite monotheistic religion. She had no access to their sacred scriptures, yet she believed in God. In fact, Jesus was stunned by her faith, because any human being who sincerely seeks the truth will find it. Often we are satisfied with simply a peripheral vision of reality instead of looking reality in the face. We are satisfied simply going through the routine instead of sitting down and praying to God to know the wisdom. Why am I living today? For whom am I living today? For my future children? For the people I will meet? For my parents? For my husband? For my wife? What am I sacrificing for? And these deep questions are not answered immediately. In fact, when we think about God, St. Augustine had a great phrase. He said, the moment you think you know what God is, you're wrong. The moment you think you have someone figure it out. Did you ever hear the phrase, I know what she's like. I know what he's like. They'll never change. Wrong. There is a deep mystery deep inside each of us. And every day we change. We become different people. And to be a good friend, a good husband, a good wife, you have to respect that individuality. You have to allow a person to grow and to flower, which God does with us. Did you ever hear the phrase, how could God allow this to happen? Well, every time I hear that phrase, it says, well, are you willing to give up your freedom? Do you want God to control you and manipulate you and give you everything but your freedom? You won't have any pain, you won't have any death, you won't have any sickness, and you won't be you. You will never grow, you will never change. One of the things God is stuck with and we are stuck with is that we are free people. We are free to choose everything, but not everything we choose makes us free. So we should be careful. And with our friends, the price of love is the possibility of its loss. If you want to have a friend who really loves you and whom you really love, you always have to give them the freedom to walk away from you, the freedom to choose what they want, the freedom to evolve and become the person they should be. They may not make the right choices, and neither may you. But who wants to live in a cage? Who wants to live in a world where they are figured out, where they have boundaries around them with no change? All of us want freedom. This is what God gives us. And also God gives us a community and the wisdom to choose well who we become. It is not enough to scream and say, I'm in a free country, I'm free. But what are you going to do now? What are you going to choose now? For this, we need good friends with good advice, parents and families and churches, and also the wisdom to know what to choose. We are not the first people to experience childhood, adolescence, young adulthood, marriage, old age. We should never ask or act like people who are the first ones to live this. People have lived this life before. Sacred scripture, books, tradition, the internet, there is so much knowledge to be gained so that we can take the tools God gave us and choose well. The price of love is the possibility of its loss. To have a good friend, you have to make them free and realize that in this freedom, you can help them become a better person. Slava Iisusu Hristu!